All right, so here we go. Another one. Legacy over popularity. The first question, what are you being called to build that nobody understands? The elephant. My dog is fucking barking like a motherfucker outside right now. All right, so the elephant card came out. That means greatness. And the card says, love is your strength. Leadership is your path. Your wisdom inspires everyone you meet. You can overcome any problem. You will naturally and easily achieve success. So you're like being called to build this like successful, great thing where you'll be like the leader, dude. And it might be like, it might have to do with memory, because like elephant has a really good memory. Like they remember like everything that ever happened ever. So the next question is, what noise must you ignore? You need to ignore the person that is dumping their emotions on you. And if this person isn't, you know, if they don't heal you, if they hinder you more than they help you, this person that dumps their emotions on you, you definitely should fucking ignore them, okay? All right, the next question is, where are you wasting energy trying to be seen? The quail and the gooseberry came out, which is anticipation. And you're wasting energy on something that you're anticipating happening. And it might be that it has to do with like something tempting. Something that's tempting you. Like, because gooseberry is like a, it's a tempting fruit, but like it's got all these thorns around it that protect it from like predators and shit. So that always says to me that like this might be a tempting little something or other that you're anticipating. But it's something that you want, like that you, it's a, like in your own mind, you're like, this is a probability that this, whatever the fuck it is, could happen. Well, that's what this card points to. Whatever that is, this card's like, yeah, you're wasting your energy trying to be seen for that, whatever that is you're anticipating. Not gonna happen. Sorry. That's like the second time today that that's been the answer for that question. Number four, what does true recognition feel like in your body? The Dreamweaver card came out. So this is like about going into the dream state and weaving your own destiny, basically. That is a Dreamweaver. But it's magic. This card points to magic in the dream state, like astral projection. So you could be like astral projecting or like learning how to, or like you could actually be getting into the back rooms in your dreams. But whatever's happening in your dream state right now, the cards are telling me that you're fucking controlling it. Nobody's like interfering with your dreams or anything, so that's good. Okay, and so what legacy timeline are you activating now? The intuition card came out, so like your psychic timeline is activating now. You're gonna get gut feelings, you're gonna develop a sixth sense, and you're gonna get premonitions, man. That's the timeline that you're activating right now. And then Saturn's message for your future self, the Aquarius card came out. It says, all are capable of dreaming, but it is those who surrender to vision who are visionaries. So this is about, oh my God, this is so fucking crazy. Saturn is like, basically this card is saying, this Saturn's message is basically like, you have to have dream bigger, dude. Like Aquarius energy is very much about like rebellion and like future thinking and like astrology even. Okay, Aquarius is very much, they like astrology, except for my Aquarius. My Aquarius don't like astrology, but like a lot of the astrologers I find online that I actually like end up being, well, air signs, but a lot of them are Aquarius. So Saturn's message to your future self is like, the universe will work with you, not for you. So what you have to put in the work for whatever this great intuitive timeline is going to be for you, or your astral projecting and stuff. Yeah, so like, there's really nothing you can't get if you set your mind to it. And if you do enter into like a Saturn contract, you'll have to develop discipline before you get your karmic rewards.
Oh my God, what is this?
I gotta go. Have a good day. Think good thoughts. Don't bully anybody. Love you, cute people.